This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama today, on his historic visit to Cuba, will speak directly to the Cuban people. The president has already loosened restrictions on travel to Cuba and allowed Cuba to use the U.S. dollar for international transactions. These and other changes are already having a big financial impact on the island. According to new estimates by the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council out today, the potential savings and new revenues for Cuba as the relationship thaws will reach $800 million by year's end. But when it comes to improving the economic lives of Cubans, what are the top action points? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look.
So, absent Congress fully lifting the embargo, which is not likely to happen anytime soon,
the number one goal of the Cuban government and thus the Cuban people would be to access U.S. credit markets.
John Kavalik is the president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council. In addition to private credit markets, he's also talking about governmental programs through the Department of Agriculture or the Export-Import Bank, for example. But even with access, he says Cuba could still struggle to qualify for credit. In addition to Congress, the ball also rests in the Cuban government's court, says Theodore Henkin. He's a professor at Baruch College and is currently in Cuba for President Obama's visit.
Cubans often call the autobloqueo, or the internal embargo that restricts their economic and political and civic freedoms.
He said the people's top item on that domestic to-do list?
The internet, internet, and internet.
Affordable, widely accessible, uncensored internet. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.